Just as many people in Pittsburgh felt the need to gather today, so have many others. In fact, all across the country, different groups and communities have been holding vigils all week to help people grapple with last Saturday's events.
We just wanted to come and be sure that we supported people in their grief because we know what that feels like.
My family lies in the ashes of Europe. They were locked in a building and burned alive. There's a reason why we need to be here.
Anywhere that there's a public showing to show that there are people that aren't apathetic is critically important.
That was Lou Rochelle Brim Atkins in Seattle and Charlie Masucci and Marlene Mermelstein in Philadelphia. NPR reporters attended services around the country. And now we'd like to play some of what we heard.
Friends, it is good. It is good to be together. At a time such as this, feeling part of a larger community is so powerful. We are people of many faiths and people of no faith. We are all people who have been shaken by a heinous anti-Semitic event, by yet another mass shooting in America. Love is stronger than hate, more prevalent than hate.
Assalamu alaikum, shalom.
Shalom.
Oscar Wilde said, where there is sorrow, there is holy ground. Our country has too much sorrow to bear. We must stand together in our holy ground.
We're going to hang on them. There's nothing they can do to stop anything. We're still gonna worship, we're still gonna pray, we're still gonna come together, we're still gonna love America, we're still gonna help others, no matter what they do. They can't do enough to stop us. We are America. This is America. This is America.
Joyce Feinberg, Richard Gottfried, and Rosa Mellinger. Jerry Rabinowitz.
Cecil Rosenthal. David Rosenthal. Bernice Simon. Sylvan Simon. Daniel Stein. Melvin Wax. Irving Younger.
That was Hava Moral and Neil Weinstein in Seattle, Washington. Rabbis Adam Stock Spilker and Tamar Grimm in St. Paul, Minnesota. Imam Tasir al-Khatib in Burlington, Vermont. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver in Overland Park, Kansas. And Rabbi Reuven Taff in Sacramento, California.